U.S. prosecutors and the Cambodian government say the 1,000-year-old sandstone statue depicting a warrior in the Hindu saga the Mahabharata was looted from its temple site decades ago and should be repatriated. The feet of the statue remain at the temple of Prasat Chen at Koh Kher, the former capital of ancient Cambodia, about 120 kilometers from the famed site of Angkor Wat. In a civil complaint, federal prosecutors in New York say that Sotheby's knew the statue had been stolen when it offered it for auction last year on behalf of a Belgian client. Tess Davis, an antiquities attorney who is advising Cambodia's government, said that what happened is clear.
According to the forfeiture complaint, Sotheby's was told by the very expert they hired to authenticate and appraise the piece that it was, quote, definitely stolen. And the same scholar actually urged them to consider donating it back to the National Museum in Phnom Penh to, quote, save everyone some embarrassment.
Peter Nyman, an attorney for Sotheby's, says that is not true and that the statue was purchased legally decades ago.
We vigorously dispute the government's allegations. Sotheby's acted in good faith and compliance with the law at all times here. We expect the evidence is going to show that this is not stolen property, that it properly belonged to the consignor, and Sotheby's acted perfectly appropriately in accepting it for sale.
The statue, known as the Duryodhana, stood facing another warrior figure, now in the collection of a California museum. Davis says the ownership of that figure may come into question, too. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.